This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. You might know Square for that little white cube merchants use to swipe your credit card. The financial services company is headed up by CEO Jack Dorsey, who's also the CEO of Twitter. Square has officially filed to go public, which gives us a glimpse of some of the company's inner workings. Marketplace's Molly Wood is with us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Adrienne.
Why is Square planning an IPO now?
I have to say that is a fraught question. It is not a great market for IPOs, and tech IPOs over the past few months haven't done as well as I'm sure their founders and CEOs and shareholders would have hoped. But I think there's some interesting timing at play here. You know, Jack Dorsey just basically caved in to the pressure and took over as Twitter CEO. And it's possible, especially given some of the financial turmoil at Square, that the company thought this is a good time to raise this money, raise this capital, double down on the business, and get the IPO off of Jack's plate.
I want to ask you about that turmoil at Square. How healthy is the company right now?
You know, it's losing money. There's no question about that. So far in 2015, Square's lost about $77 million. And there is not a clear path to profitability. So they have a great valuation and investors seem pretty confident. But, you know, just as recently as this time last year, there were discussions that Square might be looking to sell itself, that the financial situation had gotten that bad. They have definitely renegotiated some deals. They're trying to put themselves in a better position. But I would say that it is far from a slam dunk.
We also found out they've lost the deal they had with Starbucks. How significant is that?
You know, that's a really interesting story because on the one hand, Starbucks is one of Square's largest customers. But on the other hand, it sounds like Square lost a lot of money on that deal. By some accounts, they lost $56 million. And you could argue that that in itself is a sign of poor deal making at Square. But getting out from under that Starbucks deal may turn out to be not the worst of their problems.
What else did we learn about Square from this filing?
Well, we learned that Square is concerned about Jack Dorsey's time, which is not a surprise. They have a line in the prospectus, though, about the fact that this guy is the CEO of two companies, and there may be times when that adversely affects his ability to take over, to run things, and to really be paying attention. We also learned that they're worried about earthquakes, which is not a surprise. The prospectus
because
is
they're
always
in
such
the Bay Area,
reading,
right?
Because they're located in the Bay Area. But one thing I think is slightly underreported about Square is that they're very worried about the transition to chip credit cards. You know, we just had that shift in liability in this month in October, and merchants are now liable for any fraud that occurs if they aren't using the new chip credit cards. Now, Square does have readers that can accept those chip cards, but they're charging money for them. The previous readers were free. They gave them out to merchants for free. So they're concerned about liability costs there and also just about fraud in the service generally.
One of my favorite parts of the filing, and we need to talk about this before you go, is that under the potential risks, they said it's possible that Square employees are going to get so unimaginably rich, they're going to leave the company. What is that?
That's the Bay Area talking is what that is. I think so many companies in the Bay Area struggle with that or struggle with losing, you know, employees to companies that might get richer. I think given some of the issues that are facing Square, that might fall more in the wishful thinking category.
Marketplace's Molly Wood, thanks so much.
My pleasure.